SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is embarking on his first official trip outside Washington since taking office again. He's going to Western North Carolina and to Southern California.
Trump had sharply criticized the federal response in the mountains of North Carolina, battered by Hurricane Helene.
I'm going to North Carolina, which has been abandoned by the Democrats.
And has suggested withholding money from California unless it changes water policies.
So we're demanding that they turn the valve back toward Los Angeles right now.
A source tells the AP the White House has asked California congressional members to hold a round table in an airplane hangar in Santa Monica during Trump's visit. I'm Jennifer King.
California lawmakers have approved wildfire recovery funds.
I'm honored. Thank you.
California Governor Gavin Newsom.
To sign these two bills appropriating $2.5 billion effective immediately to the communities impacted by these wildfires.
With fires still burning and new ones erupting, the funds are intended to support response efforts, evacuations, sheltering survivors, and removing hazardous waste, and to help local officials speed rebuilding of homes and schools.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. Though it will likely be very close, it appears President Trump's choice for Defense Secretary will win Senate confirmation later today. In an earlier vote on whether to advance Pete Hegseth's nomination, two Republicans, Senators Collins and Murkowski, joined all the Democrats in voting no. Still, the nomination did advance, and the final vote will be later today. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's executive order blocking birthright citizenship has been temporarily blocked by a federal judge in Seattle. Mr. Trump says it's no surprise. He says there will be an appeal. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 100 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 19. This is SRN News. A new Muslim terrorist group is operating in Nigeria.
The African country is already beset with two such organizations, Boko Haram and the Fulani herdsmen. And now Lakarawa has arrived. It's not actually a new group, but it's been terrorizing neighboring Mali and Niger for a number of years. But now Lakarawa has set its sights on Nigeria, killing numerous Christians in the country's troubled northern region recently. Tens of thousands of believers have died at the hands of Islamic terrorists over the last decade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A poll by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that a majority of white evangelicals agree with the statement that being Christian is an important part of being truly American. But the poll also reveals 55% of Hispanic Protestants agree, as do nearly 40% of black Protestants. The survey reports that more than one-third of Muslims in this country say the U.S. government should promote Christian moral values. This is SRN News. On a vote of 74 to 25, the Senate has confirmed John Ratcliffe as CIA director.
Ratcliffe previously served as director of national intelligence from 2020 to 2021. He previously served as the U.S. representative for Texas's 4th District. That was from 2015 to 2020. During his time in Congress, Ratcliffe was viewed as one of the most conservative members. He was opposed by many Democrats for his involvement with the Heritage Foundation and contributions to its Project 2025 agenda. By the reporting.
A former Colorado Bureau of Investigation DNA scientist has appeared in court and faced criminal charges for alleged data tampering that authorities say raises questions about the validity of more than 500 cases. Problems with the researcher's work were found in cases involving homicide, sexual assault, robbery, and other serious crimes. More details at SRNNews.com.